الماضي. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن سن بسنته إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، my dearest wicked brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continue our hadith إن شاء الله تعالى. Yesterday we spoke about two nations before and Allah destroyed them. We spoke about قوم عاد وقوم ثمود, the people of عاد and ثمود, people of Prophet Hud عليه السلام and the people of Prophet صالح عليه السلام وعلى نبينا أفضل الصلاة والسلام. And we find Allah تبارك وتعالى destroy these nations because of their sins. Today inshallah ta'ala we're going through the ayat for to speak about Prophet Lut. Prophet Lut alayhi salam, and those people call it Qura Sadum, the towns and the city of Sadum. Where did these people they used to live? They used to live in Palestine, عند البحر الميت, around or in the place of the Dead Sea. Still we have. So these people, they used to live over there in the Dead Sea, what you call it Dead Sea today. It's in Palestine. And subhanAllah, since Allah punished this kind of people, there is no any water, there is no any crops, there is no any human, there is no any animal who would live in this area. Subhanallah. Iqabun min Allah, wa nikalun min Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah banished this kind of people. So, Prophet Lut alayhi salam is a nephew of Prophet Ibrahim. He was in the time of Ibrahim alayhi salam. And that's his nephew. He's relative to Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam wa ala nabiyyina afdal salatu wassalam. And he came to them and he invited unto them and invite them to worship Allah only alone and not to come to al-fahisha, not to commit this fahisha wa li'a'uzu billah. So he forbid them to commit this kind of crime in the earth. And what did these people famous? They were famous of Ityanu al-Rijal shahwatan min duni nisa, seeking the desires to have illegal sexual intercourse with men, and the women they were available. And subhanallah, the women in this town were available, beautiful women, but they refused Shari'atullah Azza wa Jal, and they seeked the men without woman. وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. The story is, Al-Quran mentioned in different ayat. I need to take some short ayat from all the surah which describe this kind of people. Allah said in Surah Al-A'raf, for example, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ولوطا إذ قال لقومه أتأتون الفاحشة ما سبقكم بها أحد من أحد من العالمين. Remember when Lot, the Quran revealed it to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam to tell him about the nations before, he never been there, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam never been there, and the Quran came to describe this kind of people. So Allah, he mentioned in the Surah Al-A'raf, when Lot, remember Lot, when he came to his own people and he told them, أَتَأْتُونَ الْفَاحِشَةَ, أَتَأْتُونَ الْفَاحِشَةَ, you committing and you bring this fahisha, you committing this fahisha, the illegal sexual intercourse with men, مَا سَبَقَكُمْ بِهَا مِنْ أَحَدٍ مِنَ الْعَالَمِينَ, none one of the nation before you used to commit or used to deal with this kind of fahisha. Nobody. Al-alamin here is not a human. Al-alamin, all nation, include jinn, nation, men, human, an animal. Subhanallah. And as we said, Shaykhna here, as we said, even Allah forbid the animal to deal with it. And as we explained it before, Did you ever see a donkey
looking for a donkey male? Looking for another donkey male? Did you ever see like this? Did you ever see a dog? A dog and the donkey, Allah, as we explained it before, the most stupid animal Allah created. The animal. That's why Allah mentioned about the donkey in the Quran Surah Al-Jum'ah. مثل الذين حملوا التوراة ثم لم يحملوها كمثل الحمار يحمل أسفارا. Those who receive verses from those people were before, even the Muslim, those who had the Quran available, and they choose another Sharia without the Sharia of Allah Azza wa Jal. So Allah, He mentioned, those who receive verses from the Torah, from the Injil, and they don't follow it, they did not carry it. Their example, like what? A donkey. A donkey was what? يَحْمِلُ أَسْفَارًا. A donkey carry verses. Bring any kind of donkey. And put the Torah, and the Injil, and the Quran. Put Al-Bukhari, put the Muslim. Does he know what he carried? So that kind of people actually, because Allah chose a donkey because the most stupid animal, he doesn't know. So anyone who refuse the Sharia, refuse the law of Allah in history, their example like donkey. Donkey doesn't know anything. Did you ever see a dog? Dog. Looking for dog male. Looking for a dog male like him. Did you ever see a dog female looking for a dog female? Never. But all of them, because the nature, Allah created the male and female. Did you ever see monkey? Monkey is out of control, jumping up and down. Did you ever see any monkey male looking or seeking another monkey male? Never. So we saw that in a difficult in a discovery channel. And when the male looking for a nice girl of the monkey like him, subhanAllah. But Allah made it forbidden even among is the animal, among is the bird, among is the human. Now the human, they are not able to follow the law of Allah. Allah created male and female to build a family, to maintain life, to produce children. But when the formula will be on opposite side, so لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. Today male and male and female marry each other in a court, and they go and adopt some child. I don't know who will be the father and who will be the mother, and both of them are the same kind. Subhanallah. That's why this crime in the earth, as people still continue committing this crime, therefore that law and the punishment of Allah will continue also. The same thing. Never gonna stop. Never gonna stop. And we have the experience from the nation before us. So Allah, He mentioned that. What Lot, He told them, alayhi salam, told His own people, إِنَّكُمْ لَتَأْتُونَ الرِّجَالَ شَهْوَةً مِنْ دُونِ النِّسَاءِ. You seeking desire with men, and the desire should be with a woman. Desire, it should be with a woman, but you seeking desires of men. Subhanallah. So He told them, He explained to them, this is haram, this is forbidden. Then, وَمَا كَانَ جَوَابَ قَوْمِهِ. And the answer which he received from his own people, from his own people, from in this town, قرى سدوم, the towns of Sadum, and قالوا أخرجوهم, أخرجوهم من قريتكم, إنهم أناس يتطهرون. What they, how they answer when they receive this warning from the Prophet Lut عليه السلام? He said, أخرجوهم, send them out of your towns. Who? To send who? Lut and his family members. Lut and his family, because they said they're clear. Why we have to kick them out from our towns? Why we have to send them out? Why? Because innahum qawmun yatataharoon. They are such a kind of people, they're looking for purification. They know it is illegal. But they said, they explain when they said, they process the order, take them out from your town, because innahum qawmun yatataharun, aw unasun yatataharun. Innahum unasun yatataharun. They are women, they need to purify themselves from this illegal. They confess it. They confess it. Confess
They know it's haram, but they love it because the desire for desire and the most danger, this desire, shahwatul farj, the desire of farj, the private part. When the private part of men, when the private part of women seeking illegal, is nothing, no limitation. You find if you follow, if you are weak in your aqeedah, you find yourself, you became a slave for your farj. You became a slave for your farj. When the person cannot control himself with illegal sexual intercourse, he became a slave of his desires. He cannot control himself. We ask Allah to give us the tawbah. We ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to protect all the Muslim community. This is the biggest crime in the earth. So at the decision of Allah, after He give a break of time, as we said, Allah, before He punished any kind of people, He give them a time and a time and a time. And if they don't repent, the decision of Allah will come and will continue in this life. Sunnatullahi fil ard. The sunnah of Allah in the land. So what happened? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentioned in Surah Hud, قال يا قوم هؤلاء بناتي هن أطهر لكم فاتقوا الله ولا تخزون ولا تخزون في ضيفي أليس منكم من رجل رشيد. Lot start to bring the fact, remind them. قال يا قوم, oh my people, هؤلاء بناتي, this is my daughter. Subhanallah. Prophet, he sacrificed to offer his daughter. Why? Because they came, the angels, Jibreel alayhi salam, wa Israfil, wa Mikael, they visit Prophet Ibrahim and they told him about the news. We go into this town to destroy, because Lot is a relative for Ibrahim, and both of them, they used to live in a different city in Palestine. But they give Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam the news that we're going to destroy this whole town. So they came, they changed the form. The angel are able to change his form to be human. So it is that it's test from Allah. It is a trial from Allah. Their form has been changed to handsome, very handsome men. So when they enter the town, they found one of the daughter of Lot. They ask her, where is the house of so and so? So she tried, the lady or the girl, the daughter of Lot alayhi salam, she's a righteous woman. She tried to send them out of the town because she knows that her own people looking for men. She tried to confuse, subhanallah. And then after that, Lot alayhi salam, when he saw them, he said, it is a very hard day for me. It is a difficult for me, because he knows and he is expecting from his own people to seek desires with these people, with these men. He doesn't know them. He did not know they are angels. They came in a handsome, in the form of men. They enter his house. All of them, they told each other. They gather around the house of Lut alayhi salam. He came out and he told, Qala ya qawmi, O my people, هؤلاء بناتي, this is my daughters. These are my daughters. Take them, marry them. Allah command you to marry the woman. So what happened? Look at this. He reminded, though these girls will be beautified for you. This is a halal. When the man looking for marriage in halal, this is purification. You need to purify yourself from the illegal sexual intercourse. It is command for all Muslims, those who are able financially to go and look for a woman in Islam to protect himself. It is a purification. But the people, some of the people, they prefer to stay without marriage and seeking illegal sexual intercourse and enjoy it from one to another one. We have to understand, this man or this woman became a slave for their desires. And it is a crime in the earth, garimatu zina, the crime of zina. وَلَا حَوْلَ لَا قُوَةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. So Lot, remind them, they are purified girls for you. That is the right way. Go and marry them. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. You remind them about Allah. Fear Allah. Do your duty to Allah. Follow the command of Allah. وَلَا تُخْزُونِي فِي ضَيْفِي. And don't ever deceive me with my guests. What I have to tell them. Why you are here. What I have to tell them. He doesn't know until now they are angels. They enter his house, subhanAllah. أَلَيْسَ مِنْكُمْ مِنْ رَجُلٌ رَشِيدٌ مِنْ رَجُلٌ رَشِيدٌ. He remind them, there is no any single man amongst you wise and understandable. There is no anyone who think. There is no anyone who can guide these people amongst you to listen to him. He remind them. قالوا, they answer him. قالوا, لَقَدْ عَلِمْتَ مَا لَنَا فِي بَنَاتِكَ مِنْ حَقٍ. Oh Lord, you know that we don't have any rights of your girls. We don't want them. You know, ya Lord, we don't look for girls. We looking for something else. وَإِنَّكَ لَتَعْلَمْ. And you know very well. You knew very well that we don't seek any girls at all. There is a lot of girls in the city. We have a beautiful girl, but we don't want these girls. We love men clearly, openly, without any shyness. That is a sign of those homosexual. You see them in the street and everywhere. They kissing each other, they hugging each other, and they are so proud. When they meet the public, they say, I am a gay. I am so and so. There is no any embarrassing anymore. There is no any shyness anymore. Because when you lose the faith in this life, when you're losing this faith and you don't worship in God and you have nothing to fear, so what happened in the end? Your action, it will be showing. You don't care if the people say about you, you are so and so. Allah, in our offices, we have one of those. He used to come in the morning publicly, openly, in the front of all people, and he liked to say, I am gay, and my boyfriend, clearly, and he started explaining to him what happened between him and his boyfriend last night. Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel. Al-Malaika told him, don't worry, Alut. We are the messengers of your Lord. They cannot reach us. He was worried too much about the guests. He was worried too much about them. He said, don't worry, Alut. فَأَسِرْ بِأَهْلِكَ بِقِطَعٍ مِّنَ اللَّيْلِ وَلَا يَلْتَفِتْ مِنْكُمْ أَحَدٌ إِلَّا امْرَأَتَكْ إِلَّا امْرَأَتَكْ إنه مصيبها ما أصابهم إن موعدهم الصبح أليس الصبح بقريب. Allah said that فأسر بأهلك. What we advise you, ya Lord, don't worry, they cannot reach us. We know we are the messenger of your Lord. Take your family in the part of the night, in the night, when the night, because they reach the town by afternoon. As Ibn Kathir mentioned it, he reached by afternoon. So he said, you know, take your families, it means your daughters, and so your relative, take them in the night time. وَلَا يَلْتَفِتْ مِنْكُمْ أَحَدٌ زَلُوْ. And we give you instruction. None one of you to turn his face to the back. None one of you. But they told him in advance, who will fail in this? إِلَّا امْرَأَتَكْ. Except your wife. It's written from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. She will quote, or she will quote whatever they're gonna catch. That means she will be destroyed with them. Because Allah, He knows about the heart of the people. She is the old woman. The woman of Lut alayhi salam. But her heart was inclined, supporting these people. Actually, be with these people, subhanAllah. And Allah knows. She never published it. But Allah, He knows who is the sincere heart and who is not sincere heart. The sincere heart will be saved by Allah. The evil, those who carry the evil heart, that means actually they will be the same. And they told him, you're appointed in the morning. The written and the command of Allah will come on them in the morning. In the morning. أليس الصبح بقريب? Isn't it? This morning is far or is not close. Subhanallah. So that means the subh will come for sure. The punishment of Allah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala written for these people. And then after, what is the decision? Allah is saying, "Amtarna alayhim mataran, fanzur kana ka'aqibatul mujribin." And we send on them matar, rain. Do you know this rain? What's this rain? Rain is good. Water is good. Nothing wrong. But subhanallah, this is a kind of a different rain. Rain with the stones. And very solid stones. Could you imagine when you are walking in a street and you're going to have on us billions of stones are heavy, came from, subhanallah, we have experience, Sheikhna. When Allah sent a couple of years ago rain with the snow, you remember with the people, and people got hurt. What? Yeah?
Hail.
Hail. Right? Subhanallah. And with this is hail. This is water, refresh. But the other one, Allah, He said in the one, فَلَمَّا جَاءَ أَمْرُنَا. And when our command became valid and exist, جَعَلْنَا عَالِيهَا سَافِلُهَا. We turn the highest to be down. It means we turn everything upside down. وَأَمْطَرْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ حِجَارَةً مِنْ سِجِّيلٍ مَنْضُودٍ. And we send on them hijara. Hijara, it means plural of hajar. Rocks. Rocks. مِنْ سِجِّيلٍ. It's actually from baked clay. مَنْضُودٍ. Come after one after another. One after never stopped. Come right away. Group after groups. On them, ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. That means, and follow it by sayha, and Allah follow it by thunderbolt to finish and kill the all of them. سبحانك رب لا إله إلا غيره. But Surah الشعراء remind us that Allah say, فأنجيناه, and we saved him, وأهله, and all his family, أجمعين, all of his family, أجمعين. إلا عجوزا في الغابرين, except an old woman, she became with those who are committing this crime, with those who are oppressors. So عجوز, a woman, became old. Subhanallah, she became among these people to حق عليها القول. What does that mean? She was walking with him. Think about it. Think about it. She was walking with him. She came out in the night time with him. When he left the town. Alright? So she was with them. Subhanallah, when the rain came, Allah saved the family, the whole family of Lot, except the stone, the rain, destroyed her. Subhanallah, and she became with this kind of people. وَلَا حَوْلَ وَقْتَلَ بِاللَّهِ الْعَلِيِّ الْعَظِيمِ. What happened after that? نَزَلَ جِبْرِيلِ. Jibril came to the land. وَلَهُ سَتُّمِئَةِ جَنَاحِ. And he has 600 wings. And he dig one, only one, by the kerf of his wing, one wing. And he carries the whole town. Carry all of them. To the highest level. حَتَّى سَمِعَتِ الْمَلَائِكَةِ نِبَاحَ الْكِلَابِ وَالْقِطَطِ. Until the angels in the heaven, they heard the sound of dogs crying and cats. Everything, carry the whole city. All city, Sadum. 6 or 7 towns together. Each town has a 1,000 people. 1,000 people, as Ibn Kathir, and different opinion, of course, on the numbers. Allah, He knows about the numbers. But carry all of them, human, animals, crops, their houses, everything, the whole city. Could you imagine? Have been carried, dig in the earth, and carry the whole city, and throw them in the opposite side to be the die. This is the decision of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And that is because of what? Allah, He destroyed this town. Because of what?
Sin.
Help me. Because of what?
Sins.
And this is not a kind of a regular sin. Yeah. It is a crime in earth. You know, we have another state. They approve, Brother Dan Salami, they approve marriage of of homosexual Washington. That's the news again. Start with New York and will be continue. And the assistant for one of the governor, also she is so-and-so, publicly she said, I am so. They are so proud. If you compete with Allah, if you violate